بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، ما بعد. ونبي نجيح عمر بن عبسة السلمي رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: فإن هو قام فصلى فحمد الله تعالى وأثنى عليه ومجده بالذي هو أهل ومجده بالذي هو له أهل وفرغ قلبه لله تعالى إلا انصرف من خطيئته كهيئته يوم ولدت أمه. فحدث عمرو بن عبسة بهذا الحديث أبا أمامة صاحب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، فقال له أبو أمامة: يا عمرو بن عبسة، انظر ما تقول في مقام واحد يعطى هذا الرجل. فقال عمر: يا أبا أمامة، لقد كبرت سني ورق عظمي واقترب أجلي، وما بي حاجة أن أكذب على الله تعالى ولا على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. لو لم أسمعه من رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إلا مرة ومرتين وثلاثا حتى عد 7 مرات ما حدثت أبدا به، ولكني سمعته أكثر من ذلك. رواه مسلم. This is a lengthy hadith which we have been discussing for the last few days. The latter part of the hadith, the narrator is a sahabi by the name of Amr bin Abasa Sulami radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, just to recap, after having analytically described the times of salah, when salah is prohibited, when salah is permitted, and thereafter the way that wudu is performed and the extreme effect that wudu has in cleansing one and purifying one from one's sins. Thereafter, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam described the type of salah that should be performed. As we mentioned previously, we have one overriding and in fact sufficient exhortation by our beloved Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam as to the type of effect, that type of effort that we should make on our salah, where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Sallu salata muwaddi'." He said, "Make your salah like it is your last salah. Make your salah as if you are bidding farewell from this world." And one expression in this hadith of Amr bin Abasa Sulami radiallahu ta'ala anhu sufficiently describes for us what is meant by that. What is the type of salah that we should be making? فَرَّغَ قَلْبُهُ لِلَّهِ تَعَالَى. فَرَّغَ قَلْبُهُ فَرَاغ. As we mentioned yesterday, if you take a glass and you upend it, take all the contents out, the glass is now empty. That is فَرَاغ. With this heart, قَلْبًا وَقَالِبًا, inwardly, outwardly, is emptied of every other thought, every other association, every other inclination besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this, my respected brothers, is a daily mujahada, daily jihad. 5 times a day, every time we stand on the musalla, and every time we say Allahu Akbar, every time we make takbir at tahreema, this is the challenge that is facing us. Make Allahu Akbar in your salah with your heart completely, totally devoted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We know when we say Allahu Akbar, where the heart is going. Somebody to his shop, somebody to his job, somebody to his wife, somebody to his children, somebody everywhere else besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And unfortunately, this has become the norm and the accepted way that we are making salah. And in fact, it was the warning of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, يُشِكُ أَن تَدْخُلَ الْمَسْجِدَ الْجَامِعَ فَلَا يَرَى رَجُلًا خَاشِعًا. He said, a time will come, you'll enter a jami' masjid, there'll be thousands of musallis, thousands of people who have made salah. There will not be a single one who was concentrating in his salah. We just read Fajr salah now. Somebody would have been wondering about his face mask. Somebody would have been wondering about the place where he's making sajda. Somebody would have been wondering about the different setup in the masjid. Somebody would have been wondering about government regulations. How many of us had Allah in front of us? How many of us were concentrating in our salah? Muaz bin Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, great sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Not an ordinary sahabi, a sahabi who Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said will rise up on the day of judgment with the flag of the ulama of the ummah in his hand. This is the caliber of Muaz bin Jabal. Imagine, the leader of all the ulama of the entire ummah. That kind of knowledge Allah blessed him with. He describes what is salah. He says, man arafa, man ala yameenihi, wa man ala shimalihi, wa huwa fi salatihi mutaammidan fala salata lahu. He says, you are making salah, yet you are aware of who is on your right and who is on your left. You are aware of your surroundings. You are aware of your surroundings whilst in salah. Muaz bin Jabal radiallahu ta'ala says, fala salata lahu, this is not salah. In fact, what you have performed is not salah, it's just exercise. You've tired yourself. Salah, it is said when, as you walk to the musalla, you leave behind every other activity but salah. As you walk to the musalla, you leave behind every other activity but salah. And when you say Allahu Akbar, you leave behind the thought of every activity or everything else but Allah Ta'ala. That is salah. فَرَّغَ قَلْبُهُ لِلَّهِ Make this heart فارغ. Make it free. Devote it completely and totally to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is salah. Hasan Basri rahimullah used to say, كُلُّ صَلَاتٍ لَا يَحْدُرُ فِيهَا الْقَلْبِ فَهِيَ إِلَى الْعُقُوبَةِ أَسْرَى. He says, every salah that you made, in which your heart was not attentive to Allah Ta'ala. Every salah that you made, that physically you were making salah, but spiritually, with your heart you were not making salah. He says, this salah will more quickly take you to the azab of Allah Ta'ala rather than the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. So as we mentioned, we can go on, this is Bahrun la sahila lahu. This is a limitless ocean. This effort and mujahada that every one of us, at every salah we have to make. Let us never ever forget this. Every salah, this is an effort that we have to make. Bring Allah in your salah. Bring Allah in your, consciously make the effort to divest your mind of everything else but Allah Ta'ala. And wallah, my respected brothers, the prize that we will get, there is no price that you can put on that. If you get the sweetness of salah, like we see our pious predecessors, greatest example, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, "Ju'ilat qurratu 'ayni fi salah." Allah has kept the coolness of my eyes in salah. He said, "Inna shahwati fi qiyam al-layl." Allah Ta'ala has kept my ecstasy in tahajjud salah. If you look at the lives of the pious predecessors, the person is dying. He's dying, he's leaving the world, he's crying. Why are you crying? Because I won't be able to make salah again. Because I won't get the sweetness of putting my head in sajda again. So such a wealth Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. This is something that on a daily basis we have to make effort. And in this one brief, like I said, it's a lengthy hadith, but it's just two lines that we read from the latter part of the hadith. I'm going to translate it again. And from this we can see what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to give us. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, فَإِنْ هُوَ قَامَ وَصَلَّى. A person stood up and he made salah. Ostensibly what is referred to in this hadith, 2 rakat salah. Not 50 rakats or 100 rakats or 1 hour or 5 hours or 10 hours. How long it took us to make the 2 rakats of Fajr? There we had an imam, so maybe it was 6, 7, 8 minutes. Our normal nawafil might be taking us 4 or 5 minutes. Person stood up, فَصَلَّى, read salah. فَحَمِدَ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى وَأَثْنَى عَلَيْهِ in that salah, he made Allah's hamd and thana, Allah's ta'rif, him the praises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Glorified Allah ta'ala as Allah ta'ala should be glorified. In other words, what we read in our salah, we start our salah with sana, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, wa tabaraka ismuka wa ta'ala jadduka wa la ilaha ghayruk. And as I mentioned, I'm reiterating, فَرَّغَ قَلْبُهُ لِلَّهِ تَعَالَى. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, this person from his heart was totally and completely devoted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What will happen? 2 rakat salah like that. Took him 3 minutes, 4 minutes, 5 minutes. But what is the difference of this salah? From Allahu Akbar till salam. From Allahu Akbar till salam, nothing but Allah in front of him. Nothing but Allah in front of him. What will Allah give him? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, إِلَّا انْصَرَفَ مِنْ خَطِيئَتِهِ كَيَوْمِ وَلَدَتْهُ أُمُّهُ. These are the days of Hajj. The current situation that the Ummah is facing, we don't know what the situation is going to be with Hajj. But every bayan that we hear about Hajj, every exhortation that we hear, every encouragement that we hear about Hajj, the most famous hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is quoted with regards to Hajj, 5th pillar of Islam, such a great ibadat. Man hajja lillah falam yarfuth walam yafsuq raja'a kayawmi waladathu ummuhu. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that person who makes Hajj for Allah's sake, in that Hajj there is no rafath and no fusuq, in other words, no indecent speech, no major sins he commits in his Hajj. What happens? Raja'a kayawmi waladathu ummuhu. He will return like on the day that his mother gave birth to him. But what did that Hajj entail? For some that are not financially well off, it entailed maybe 10-15 years of saving. 10-15 years of saving up. Then 5 weeks or 6 weeks package he goes for. Goes through an entire arduous, rigorous procedure, exercise. And at the end of it, if he carried that amal out correctly, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, رَجَعَ كَيَوْمِ وَلَدَتْهُ أُمُّهُ. He will return like on the day that his mother gave birth to him. Put that one side. And put this hadith on the other side. Make 2 rakat salah. فَرَّغَ قَلْبُهُ لِلَّهِ فَرَّغَ قَلْبُهُ لِلَّهِ. Your heart is completely farigh, free, devoted only to Allah Ta'ala. That side, for some people, was a 10-15 years effort before it culminated in his Hajj. On this side, it took 4 or 5 minutes. Yet, what will Allah give you? Here also, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "In sarafa min khati'atihi kayyomi waladatu ummuhu." He will walk away from the musalla like on the day that his mother gave birth to him. In other words, the same fazilat, the same fazilat, the same virtue. Allah will make him totally and completely sinless. Allah will make him totally and completely sinless. Every sin will be wiped away. If Allah makes our naseeb, make dua for this. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. Quran says, قَدْ, definitely, the believers are successful. Are successful. Who are the people of Iman? Who are the mu'mineen? That Quran is saying, falah, success. أُولَٰئِكَ وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَلَىٰ صَلَوَاتِهِمْ يُحَافِظُونَ. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَلَىٰ, one place Allah says, عَلَىٰ صَلَاتِهِمْ يُحَافِظُونَ. In Surah Mu'minun, Allah says, عَلَىٰ صَلَوَاتِهِمْ يُحَافِظُونَ. Those who make hifazat, who protect their salah, protect their salah. Protect the salah means what? According to this hadith, the heart is in salah. What is the natija of this? أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْوَارِثُونَ الَّذِينَ يَرِثُونَ الْفِرْدَوْسِ. Allah says, these are the heirs, these are the rightful residents of not just Jannat, Jannatul Firdaus. This is something that should be part of our daily du'as, that Allah Ta'ala make us amongst those who have khushu and khudu and concentration in our salah. The rewards are immeasurable. But like I said, my respected brothers, this is a daily, daily, daily effort that we have to make all the time. Every time you stand on that musalla, don't stand haphazardly. Don't stand anyhow. Don't treat it like something I'm making over and over again. No. When you stand on that musalla, this is my last salah. This is my farewell salah. Bring Allah in front of you and make that kind of effort. Then Allah Ta'ala will give us the sweetness of salah. Allah give us tawfiq.